going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome in to WEEI Afternoons live from Scores just down the street from TD Garden. Game 5 tonight. Celtics, Knicks, no Jason Tatum, lots of Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, and an opportunity for guys to step up, and we will be talking about it all afternoon leading up to this must-win game. Fitzy, we often talk about must-win game. This literally a must-win game. The season could end.
This.
The era could end.
Oh,
trades
no.
could happen. You bet. If you want to stay a Boston Celtic and you're playing tonight, I'd win if I were you. If your name is Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, hell, Jaylen Brown. If you want to remain long-term a Boston Celtic, you want to prove that you're worthy of the bag, worthy of me wearing your damn jersey here
Attaboy.
At Scores.
Way to represent, man.
I didn't go all in. I get an undershirt on.
No,
I didn't
okay.
go suns out, guns out.
It's okay.
But you're going to get in such a lather today that you'll probably get so sweaty the undershirt is.
You know what? But it's just we'll see. You know, by the end of the show, maybe the undershirt
maybe.
Comes off.
And I'm also going to wear this
and
until
more.
They lose. So I'll be wearing this for every show until they lose. I'll change the undershirt underneath.
Okay, I like
if that.
That's
necessary.
You can't do that. That goes against the mojo. Like,
I got to wear the same.
Remember how many back in 2003 and 2004, how many members of Red Sox Nation probably wore the same socks, same underwear, same everything all through? Like, I didn't back during the Patriots playoff runs. I would wear the same everything for a wild card division weekend, AFC championship, the Super Bowls. Never changed.
Ted wore the same jock strap for every Super Bowl.
Ted,
right?
Not true. That is not true. I didn't have any of those weird kind of things. But you know what? Whatever it takes for fans, I like hearing about fan stories when it comes to those types of things, right? I mean,
hey.
I think it's cool. So, Andy, I'm going to hold you to it. If they every day you'll have to wear that jersey, not just on game days.
Every
day.
I'll wear it every day until they
go.
Lose. From now on, straight through the summer when they win the title and I'm in St. Lucia, I will wear this every
Attaboy.
Day.
Wow. Very good.
Did you start
everywhere.
Drinking on the way into the show?
No, I'm going to be the voice of positivity in Boston today because I don't like the energy I'm getting. I got some doubters here at Scores. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Yeah, and I left home. One of my buddies is like, oh, you're doing a live show before they get smoked at the Garden? And I'm like, what? They're the best basketball
team Brian,
in
our
the
receptionist?
World.
Brian, the receptionist at Odyssey today, when I walked in, he goes, got a miracle today? What do we got tonight, Fitz? We got a miracle. And I said, hey, listen, I'm feeling pretty good about tonight. And as I walk through the front door, he goes, oh, I'd rather it just be over.
Isn't that interesting? There's a lot of people that say that. I mean, what's the point? That kind of thing. But to me, there's a huge opportunity for the Celtics right here. Huge opportunity with the fan base feeling mostly like Fitzy feels and Brian, the receptionist at Odyssey. Why belabor this any longer? The season's over. Why are we even doing this? To me, I still think, and we're going to make a case for why the Celtics can not only win tonight, but still win the series. I mean, this team is basically, its strength was always its depth.
Yes.
And so, okay, now it's a test to see how that depth is. And also, really, I think the Celtics organization as a whole, I don't think they like try to look at themselves as we're just built around Jason Tatum. I think they see themselves as, you know, a place where we have methodologies and philosophies, and so people won't want to play here because of those, because we have really good people running this ship. And so I think that is all on display, and it's going to be a big test tonight and as the series goes on as well.
But you made the point, Andy, that really can't be undersold. This isn't just, oh, the end potentially of this postseason run. The Boston Celtics as a team, like the fabric of what Brad Stevens and Joe Mazzulla and previously Ime Udoka were building together, that led all, and Wick Grosbeck, that ultimately led to a championship and a team that seemed to have championship pedigree again, may just get Nakatomi Plaza roofed. It may just get blown up. That's it. This team could look drastically different now because of the injury, because of the second apron. And if they lose tonight, like, this is the end of so much more than just this particular season.
And I think back of that famous quote that Jason Tatum said. What they gonna say now? What they gonna do now? How about the Celtics? How about Jaylen Brown? You want this? You want the bag? You're an all-star. You're all NBA. You're all everything. Okay, show me. Jrue Holiday, Derek White, you guys are Olympians, right? You guys are championship caliber players. You got your rings, your leaders. Kristaps Porzingis, you're supposed to be a unicorn. You're supposed to be an all-star caliber player. Go out there and show it. Joe Mazzulla, you're supposed to be one of the most unique young coaches
up
in basketball,
yeah,
right?
Young mind, yeah.
Prove it. Prove that you earned that ring. You didn't just ride the coattails of a couple superstars to that ring last year. So we're talking a lot of Celtics here at Scores, thanks to our friends Absolute and Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, baby. I haven't even had one. If I have two or three of those, that's going to sound like a long name. But we also are going to talk to our guy, Alex Cora. Will join us next here on WEEI Afternoons, coming off another loss. So the Red Sox, guess what? You'll never guess what they are. They're 500 because they win two, they lose two, they win two, they lose two. They're up, they're down, they're down, they're up.
Speaking of somebody who probably would like an oversized Absolute and Cranberry right now.
Yeah, he could
Alex
probably go
after last night's game.
Definitely wanted
Woo.
One. We'll get into Fitzy's boy Whitlock and how he's doing in the bullpen.
All right. He's having a rough stretch.
Does he know that it's bullpen, not batting practice? Different BP words, because he's been terrible.
He's been a blowtorch.
Red Sox lose. They're back to 500. We'll talk to Alex Cora next here, live from Scores at WEEI Afternoons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons, live at Scores, Canal Street, just down the street from the Garden for tonight's Game 5 matchup between the Celtics and the Knicks. Come on down, celebrate, join Absolute Vodka and us. Now, though, we got to talk to Red Sox manager Alex Cora. He is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex Cora, how we doing this afternoon?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Great. So this is not going to sound like a softball right off the bat, but in light of last night's game, I got to ask you, it feels like every week we talk to you, we're talking about win to, lose to, get back to 500. How frustrating is that? How do you shake that trend that is the 500 baseball team that you've become over the last year plus?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds it sucks to sound this way, but we just got to play better, right? If you look at our games, especially on the road, since Cleveland, we've been in a lot of them. We had a lead in Cleveland, up 3-0. We lost that game 4-3. The two games in Toronto, in Kansas City, the extra inning game, and then the game yesterday, right? We didn't play well the first game here. We got hit. So you take those, right? That happens. But yesterday we came back. We did an outstanding job offensively, especially at the bottom third of the lineup, and we didn't finish the game. So there's a lot of good things that we're doing, others that we have to improve. And, we got a chance today to finish a road trip on a positive note, obviously facing probably the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, Alex, a lot of people, this obviously frustrating up and down kind of season, and some would say, the team maybe needs a jolt, maybe perhaps bringing up some young guys just to maybe make a point. Do you see this team needing a jolt or just little tweaks at this stage of the season?
No, we need to execute pitches. I think that's the most important thing, especially in the later part of the game. There's been a lot of damage done against us. You even go to the series against Minnesota, right? We lost that one. We had a chance to beat them 2 out of 3, even sweep them, right? And we didn't execute pitches. So obviously there's a lot of talk about what some of the guys are doing in the minor leagues, right? And obviously they're really good at what they do, but we have some good players here, and they're doing their job. I think defense can improve, and obviously the pinching part of it, especially the when we had the lead late in games.
Alex, obviously a lot was made last week of John Henry and Craig Breslow flying out to Kansas City for the meeting with Rafael Devers. Reports were that you were in the room as well. So did you feel as though the meeting was productive? Were you surprised Mr. Henry decided to fly out there? And is there anything you feel like maybe could have been done to prevent things getting to the coming to such a head like that and, causing a disruption in the season?
I don't think it's disruption of the season, to be honest with you. Rafi was very vocal of what he said last week, right? And I think it tells everybody that John, Mr. Henry, he cares about the team, right? And he told me right away, I'm going to fly over there. He did. We had a good meeting, to say the least. So obviously, I'm not going to get into the details of it. And here we are, right? And Rafi had a great weekend. We play well in Kansas City. And we have struggled here in Detroit. But I think as a whole, everybody's on the same page. We just got to keep having conversations and keep working towards getting better. And as of now, as you guys know, today we're facing a lefty. Sogi's playing first base. Rafi's DH-ing. And, this is where we're at right now.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Alex, when we talk about your style or skills as a manager, I know a lot of people talk about relationships being one of your strengths, the relationships you have with the clubhouse and individual players. And I'm wondering, how do those relationships play, or how do they come into the equation in a situation like what's going on with Devers?
I think at the end of the day, the relationship is the manager player, right? It's not Alex and Rafi, right? And we have conversations, we go over stuff, and at the end, we're shooting for the same goal, is to win the World Series, right? And like I said before, our conversations are private, the one thing I need you know, from our players is to be ready at 7:05, 7:10, 6:40, whenever the game is. And I think we have done a pretty good job as a staff, right? Yeah, people are going to talk about why he doesn't want to play first or why he's the DH. You know, they talk about the way we handle things in the off season. And, you know, you can always be better in certain areas. I do believe we went, you know, the right way about all this stuff, and people might agree or disagree. But, you know, I'm in the room. I know how it works, you know, and from my end, and this is what I always tell the players, you know, whatever decision we make professionally or in the business or in the game, it doesn't affect, you know, who we think, you know, our relationships off the field. And that's the reality of it. It's never personal. It's just, you know, what we're trying to accomplish, and that's the way I see it.
Alex, just to kind of follow up on Andy's question, you know, obviously there's the Rafi stuff, you know, you deal with it, him personally, and go on. But, you know, it feels like, and reports are that maybe it's just impacted the rest of the locker room. The guys have an opinion on that one way or the other. Do you feel like this is the type of issue that you have to address with the team, or is that something you don't see as necessary?
Yeah, like I always said, you know, whatever conversations we have in the clubhouse, stay in the clubhouse, right? Meetings, no meetings, one-on-one conversations. You know, we're together in this. And, you know, coming out of what happened last week, we went to Kansas City. We won 2 out of 3. The kid had an outstanding weekend. Now we're here in Detroit. We haven't won the first two games. And like I said, we're facing the best pitcher on the planet tonight. Hopefully we can do the job and win the game, you know. But I think, you know, I have the pulse of what's going on. The guys are showing up every day and ready to work and busting their tails to win games, and that's an important thing.
Alex, I know we're going to revisit the same thing I've said a couple of times during these interviews about the Sox being so consistently inconsistent. And, you know, one of the things, unfortunately, that has been consistent about the team this season is finding a way into leading the league in stats that I know don't make you very happy, like at one point leading in strikeouts. And now, unfortunately, the Red Sox lead the majors in blown saves with 11. You know, Whitlock, another tough night last night. How do you get around on that, and what can be done to try to remedy that as quickly as possible?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to revisit what happened yesterday. Go over the at-bats, you know. Javi Baez twice. We threw a breaking ball for strikes. That's a no-no for Javi. And then we try to expand, and we hung a pitch, right? And it was in the same spot, right? And those are things that, you know, we have to talk to them, go over their reports, go over how we're going to execute this. And we've been burned a few times, right, over the course of the season, you know, late in games. And it's a bad taste, right? It sucks, to be honest with you. But these guys are really good at what they do. They're going to go through their hot stretch or hot streak, you know, and they're going to put zeros on the board. It just happens that, you know, the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's happened a lot, right? And it has cost us a lot of games. But we trust these guys, you know, stuff-wise, we're really good. You know, I think – is that at the end of the day, you know, those hanging breaking balls, what we have to do, especially when we're ahead in the count, you know, to execute, and we're working on.
Tanner Houck had a tough performance, obviously, the other night. Just wondering, I guess, how long is the leash on a guy like that, especially when it feels like you have some depth in the rotation and have some extra arms? How do you get him turned around back to all-star caliber pitcher?
Yeah, there's a few things that we have recognized the last few days and even before that, you know, and release point, you know, his delivery, the action of his pitches. You know, if you compare the sinker he threw to Gleyber Torres 2 days ago in the first inning, it's night and day compared to the sinker he was throwing in Toronto against Vladdy, Bichette, and Kirk, right? So conviction behind the pitches is really important, right? Pitching a 91, 92, it's not great, right? I think there's more in the tank, and we saw it throughout the outing, right? The more he got hit, then, you know, he stepped on the gas and he started throwing harder. Command was off that night. So there's a few things that the pitching department has recognized, and we're going to work on it.
Alex, thoughts on first base? Last week when we talked to you, it sounded like as if you would have been okay if, you know, Romy Gonzalez maybe kind of took the job there, but he's on the IL right now. Just your overall thoughts, Abraham Toro and Nick Sogard filling in. Just that position, where it stands currently, first base.
Yeah, where we at, like I said, Sogi's playing first today, and Friday we're facing two lefties. Most likely Toro will play Saturday. And if everything goes well, I think Romy should be back with us on day 10 of his IL stint. You know, he's feeling good. He's moving better. Just a matter of see if we need a rehab assignment. And if he needs it, he'll go get a few at-bats, and he'll be with us. So both of them very good defensively. They made some plays, and I think the at-bats have been solid, you know. Sogi especially, you know, when he got here, just a different at-bat, you know, very patient, puts the ball in play. Played the little game, right? And like I said, defensively, it's something that we really, you know, care about. You know, we have to catch the ball over there. We have to make plays. And so far, both of them have done a good job.
Alex, 4-6 over your last 10, but still you haven't lost a lot of ground because Yankees 5-5, Jays 500, Rays 500, Orioles 4-6. Obviously, the AL East is struggling. So it feels like if you guys could just build momentum, catch fire, win 5 or 6 in a row, you could really turn things around quickly. Is there any one extra something besides, you know, not hanging a breaking ball or just putting good barrels to the bat that you think this team needs to get that winning streak going?
Yeah, obviously coming here from Kansas City, we gained momentum and then we gave it right back, you know, on the first game of the series. Yesterday, it felt great until it didn't, right? So, it'll be good to finish strong this road trip, play good today, and win the ball game. We get an off day tomorrow, and then it's a long homestand. And we've been talking about this for the last 2 or 3 years. You know, we have to be better at home. We face the Braves, we have to face the Mets, and then Baltimore. You know, having that great homestand that we haven't had in years. You know, it feels like we haven't had a long winning streak either. So, you know, 8 out of 10, 13 out of 15, 13 out of 16, you know, that'll be great. And if we do that, you know, then you can survive for a week, you know, play for 100, and then you go right after it, you know. And that's how winning teams do it, you know. It doesn't happen winning 20 in a row, you know. That happened once or twice that I remember, Colorado in 07 and Cleveland, I think it was in 17, right? So just keep winning series, which is the most important thing, obviously. Save this one, win this one, and then go home and dominate.
Alex, we had some pretty big news in the world of baseball yesterday, and I know you're a fan of baseball, a historian of the game. The announcement from the commissioner's office that Pete Rose and others are now eligible for the Hall of Fame. Just what was your reaction to that news?
A little bit of surprise, you know, with the decision, but, you know, these people, they give a lot of thoughts to stuff like this. I can tell you, you know, I lived it, right, a few years ago. And, you know, it's not a decision that was made one day or a reaction to something. So respect the decision, you know. Obviously, a lot of people are excited about what might happen in the future. It's not a given that that might happen, but at least it's one step of hope, you know, for Pete to make it to Cooperstown.
Hey, Alex, I can't get off first base. I can just ask you about it again. The homestand coming up, a lot of people are thinking that maybe perhaps that's an opportunity to get to Rafi some work there at first base. Do you anticipate you know, having Rafi take grounders at first during this homestand to maybe prepare him for an opportunity to play first?
Like I said, you know, conversations are going on. You know, there's not a given Rafi's going to take ground balls at first in the homestand. But we'll keep working at it, not only with him, but with others. And, you know, I know Craig is doing a good job just, you know, on the phone trying to gather as much information as possible. You know, the goal here is to make the team better, right? I think the most important thing here in the short run is to get Romy back, getting healthy, give him a chance to play first and see where he takes us.
Alex, obviously you got your hands full tonight against maybe the best pitcher in baseball in Skubal, and you could use, like you said, a big dub to come home and start a home standoff on the right way. But, you know, obviously there's a huge game going on tonight right around the corner from us at the Garden. Celtics are in an elimination game, odds against them against the Knicks. You know, if you're, you know, you've managed in elimination games, you know when the stakes are really high. What's that extra something you bring as a coach, a manager, leader of men in an elimination game to try to relax them, but at the same time let them know it's go time, get it done?
I think it goes both ways, right? You're excited about the opportunity to compete again, right? And you have a chance to make something special, but at the same time understanding that you have to slow it down. And I think that's what the guys are going to do. I wouldn't be surprised if they go out there tonight and they win by 20 and take it to Madison Square Garden and see what happens over there.
All right, Alex, I appreciate you joining us. Wish your brother happy birthday, by the way. The only thing we don't want you to give him as a gift would be a victory.
You know what?
Right?
Enough of him. Bro, I saw him last night, and all kidding aside, sometimes people say, oh, he's BS and whatever. Well, I just want to, you know, share what I see here. You know, I think that's a cool thing about this show and talking to the media. So last night, you know, we're up in the 11th, whatever it is, or 12th, and, you know, Javi hits the homer. And you see my brother's reaction, and my thought was like, this is freaking real, you know, like he was so excited, you know, for his team, obviously. And he forgot that his little brother was on the other side. He can care less about me. Yeah.
All right, Alex, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll see you guys next week.
Yes, sir. All right.
Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. We are live from Scores, where the crowd is starting to come in. We got a few at the bar starting to pregame Celtics-Knicks tonight. We'll talk about that next and react to what Alex Cora had to say because Ted Johnson was hounding him on the first base situation. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Like I said, you know, conversations are going on. You know, there's not a given Rafi's going to take ground balls at first in the homestand. But we'll keep working at it, not only with him, but with others. And, you know, I know Craig is doing a good job just, you know, on the phone trying to gather as much information as possible. You know, the goal here is to make the team better, right? I think the most important thing here in the short run is to get Romy back, getting healthy, give him a chance to play first, and see where he takes it.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora with us here on WEEI Afternoons just moments ago. And the Neck, as he used to be known as, is now the Bulldog here on our...
Eddie! Put the screws to him.
Hey, Alex, I just got to circle back around one more time. Yeah. The first base situation.
First base.
You did that a couple times, and he gave you everything in there. He opened up the possibility to Devers. he talked about Breslow working the phones, and then I think he stopped himself thinking, getting information on what might be available.
Correct.
And then he brought up your favorite player, Romy Gonzalez.
Which he loves. I mean, that to me is his obvious first choice to replace Tristan Casas is Romy Gonzalez.
I wonder why.
Yeah, so he's got a history with the young man. Well, you know, and I mean, does he? I mean, he's more. He gives you some athleticism.
He
at
does.
First, and I don't know. I think he can be just as good defensively as Casas. He's not going to give you the power, but
agreed.
I don't think at the end of the day the Red Sox are sunk if Romy Gonzalez is your starting first baseman.
Well, let me ask you this question though: if you could pick between either, would you rather have an elite defensive first baseman who bats .257? Couple ribeyes, few knocks, or would you rather have somebody who hits like .270, big right-handed power, questionable defense?
The first.
Yeah?
I don't like a first baseman that's not, I don't know, competent at playing. I just think it's, I don't know, I would, you know, look, they would probably pick the second.
I would too.
You know, and so I don't know why.
Right-handed just, power batter? Like
a guy that can hit, Contreras, who's going to give me a little power.
A guy that can't comparably play first base is just, so a good look.
What
for
did you
team.
Think of Casas as a first baseman defensively?
I thought he was below average.
Okay. So that's
across the board.
And that's where I start the replacement. And so if you're a listener of the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast with Rob Bradford, he had Mike Lowell on. And he add him to the list of major leaguers who says, oh, yeah, first base is easy. If you've played another infield position, first base is easy. He'd be good at it. He'd be above average. You could teach him in a – like.
Yeah.
They all agree. Lou Maloney, Will Middlebrooks, all these guys that, not us, we're just watching, right? Last time we took a ground ball was Little League. They did it at Fenway Park. They did it in major leagues, and they're like, oh, yeah, Devers has played third. He can play first.
I think I heard even Brad Foe do a podcast with Scott Hatterberg, the original kind of.
The original first base guy,
you know, from the movie. And so, and he said it was. Yeah, I got the hang of it. It wasn't the worst thing in the world.
All the experts.
He was coming from catcher, though. Like, he was really,
really
sweet.
Different. Really
all the guys who have done it say he could do it. He'd be pretty good at it. It's easy. The only place I've heard the opposite is in these weird columns that have been written by Ken Rosenthal, Jen McCaffrey, all these beat writers that are defending Devers and saying, it's not that easy. He could get hurt over there. It's dangerous. He could get run over by a guy running down. And I'm like, No. The guys who have done it said it's – I mean, technically you could.
Well,
you could cover
his
first.
His footwork must be ghastly if he's getting run over. Dear God.
But I think that was extreme. It was like shock journalism. Like, oh, you could lose your DH if he – and I don't buy it. He should be playing. Actually, let's go to the phone line. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Chuck in Beverly because he actually has a thought on Rafi Devers in first base. What's up, Chuck?
Well, I side with Devers, not just a little bit, 100%. I think he's doing a great job as DH. And I know exactly what's going to happen if he goes to first base. He's going to make a couple of errors, and then you guys are going to be on him all season, as long as he can take it, anybody can take it, and fire him or trade him.
All right, thanks for the call, Chuck.
I got to push back on Chuck to say I think people would support him. They would understand if he has some hiccups, if he's not perfect. I think people would be like, give him the benefit of the doubt. They would just be happy that he chose team over Team Rafi, right?
I think, yes, absolutely. We talked about that. He has the opportunity to kind of get on the white horse and ride in and save the
absolutely.
Day for everybody.
Team redemption and individual player redemption are both right there at hand if he just plays a game.
The one thing that I think might get criticized has nothing to do with the defense. I think he could boot a ground ball. People would be like, well, he's still learning the position. If he goes in the tank at the plate and people think he's sulking or he's trying to show you, like, I want to be a DH.
That's worst case scenario.
But I don't know why that should happen. He hit at third. He hits at DH. He should hit at first. He's a good hitter. That's why you gave him $30 million a year.
Have you heard how these guys talk themselves, the self-speak? Their minds, they're fragile.
Yes.
These guys, as great of performers and athletes as these guys are, they have very fragile egos.
Yeah.
And so it's the weirdest thing can, like, trip up their brain wiring. And if they go out there and they boot a couple balls in the field, that can affect how they approach their plate appearances.
Sure.
It doesn't sound like it should, but from a mental standpoint, these guys aren't like as mentally strong as you might think, man.
I just wonder though, what's going on in the wiring of Devers' brain that he thinks like, Well, I can play third base, which we all know and have been told now umpteen bazillion times is more difficult, diving on the hot corner in the line and having to cover it. Yeah, but whereas third base, or first base, you're just catching. Yes, you have to be more active, which Cora did point out to us in our interview with him last week. Like, he was almost seemed that he'd be afraid he'd go into a daze or a daydream over there. I just want to hear Rafi Devers say, I'm uncomfortable there. This is the thing that I think I'll fail at, or this is what'll hurt me, because we haven't heard the player say what he's afraid of.
That's a good point, because he didn't really say I can't play first in any of his comments. Correct me if I'm wrong. He said,
I haven't heard that.
You told me I didn't have to play. He was more mad about what you told me than the position.
Principle over position.
It was, yes, absolutely, the principle of it.
Therein lies the rub. That's the problem, and this is why it's kind of – you can say it's a bad look on Breslow. You can say it's a bad look on Rafi. But the point is, it's not because he doesn't think he can play it.
Right.
It's because he doesn't – he was asked to play it after what happened to him earlier in the year. And so it's a personal vendetta thing. It's not a – I don't know if I can. Do I have the ability? It's a petty, personal kind of vindictive attitude towards it, and that does nobody any good.
617-779-7937 here on WEEI Afternoons. Let's go back to the phone lines because people are still ready to talk about Rafi Devers. Joe and Melrose, what's up?
Hey, guys. I agree with Rafi. I think if they're saying, like, to Rafi, you know, you're not doing everything you can to help the team win by playing first base, I would turn around and say, well, you're not doing everything to help the team win to Craig Breslow and John Henry. You're not bringing up Ronan and Anthony. You're not bringing up Marcelo Meyer. I mean, those guys could really help the team win, and you're probably doing that for contract reasons. I mean, the best situation, probably move Christian Campbell to first base, move, like, Trevor Story to second base and put Marcel Meyer at short and trade Rafael, you know, sit on Rafaela for like some bullpen help and move Duran to center and put Roman Anthony in left field.
Thanks for the call, Joe. So we're going to move 17 people to fill one position.
To accommodate one guy.
And I love it. You know, it's like nanny and a boo boo. Stick your, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, well, you know, like he goes to Rafi and says, can you move to first? And it's like, well, what about this? Or what about this? Like, guys, are we serious? Like, right. I'm shocked that people are kind of favoring the Rafi in this as much as they
can. I tell you why I think it is? Because he's killing the ball. For a week plus, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball.
Finally found his strength.
And we're all simpletons. I always said, like, when we see success in the team or the player or what we're rooting for, we're like, all right, I'm with that guy. He's right.
And can I bring up one thing? The caller brought up Christian Campbell. I was kind of on the Christian Campbell moving to first thing. I'm backing off of that.
Okay.
He's still struggling with second a little bit. Like,
a little harder position, though, isn't it?
Yeah, theoretically.
A little harder.
Turning double plays, I would think. But I don't know. Like, show me that you can be competent in one before you think you can just move around to another one.
And those two are not, you know, I often beat this, and maybe I exaggerate it, but a lot of third basemen move to first. It's a very common Major League Baseball.
Catchers on occasion, so, too, when they can't get
back. Not a lot of second basemen move to first. And with a young player who I think, I mean, you've had him as your cleanup hitter. I think you want him as a mainstay of your team for the next 10 years.
Yep.
You're kind of jerking him around a little bit.
A little bit.
I don't love that. And I know he's already played outfield, so you're already figuring it out where he's going to be defensively. But to say, you're an athlete, just go play first, and you're a young hitter who now is actually slumping a little bit. They're starting to come around the second time, see teams, adjustments.
Yep.
That's a lot to throw at.
And it is, and it's also you take away some athleticism in that middle infield where you're, you know, he's got range, he's got athletic ability to turn the double. I don't know. To me, it's kind of like love the one you're with Christian Campbell at second. Don't move him. Keep him there.
I see. But at the same time, you can make an argument, though, that if you don't necessarily believe Casas is going to be your first baseman of the future, if you have doubts about the injury, he's too much of a head case, Campbell could potentially not just become a stopgap for 2025, but maybe that's a position he'd be most comfortable in. And that allows you to bring Meyer up, who played second, third, and short in spring training as well. The clock starts on him. And if it's a contractual issue,
it is.
After the Red Sox spent so much this offseason.
No.
I don't totally understand it.
It could be a service time.
No, thing. They've adjusted all those rules. The last CBA actually gave you advantages, and maybe Dan Ball can look this up, where if you bring a guy up and he's good, if he finishes in like the top whatever for rookie of the year and then he becomes an MVP candidate, you actually get an extra draft pick out of it. They actually incentivize you to bring young players up sooner, get
Makes
more
sense.
Young stars.
Like a compensatory pick almost?
Yes, if he's wow. in MVP
like the Rooney rule of
the year.
Baseball.
What about the theory that they're not bringing those guys up because they wouldn't play ball with their contracts like Christian Campbell did?
So I think there's some truth to that. I don't know if they're not coming up because of it. I feel for sure it was a bag job for Campbell because he played ball with the contract. He did not win the job in spring training. He won the job by saying, yeah, I'll sign that contract. And they said, okay, you're our second baseman. We're going to give you every opportunity. And he took it.
We heard reports that they made similar offers? Like they made offers to Marcelo and to Roman?
There was a little talk of Marcelo.
Okay.
There was a little something I heard read from him. And I don't know the details. And Casas turned his down last year. Rafaela took it. They've had different
that
guys look
at it. That
was a
terrible idea by Casas.
Yep.
See, and this is why you end up having to play that game because
bird in the
for
hand.
Every someone that like Bryce Harper who bets on himself and ultimately signs a $400 million deal, there's a Casas who's like, I don't want $100 million. Like, well, now you'd be lucky if you make 10 back.
So we've had a lot of callers supporting Devers. Let's go to Jake in New Hampshire and see what his thoughts are on Rafi Devers. What's up, Jake?
Yeah, I'm on the polar opposite side of this argument. I think Devers' entitlement has absolutely toxified this clubhouse, and it's going to lead to even bigger problems down the road, I think. It's kind of funny how entitlement goes up as soon as the paycheck goes up. There's a clip going around online right now. It shows him in 21 talking. I can't remember who he's talking to, but he's just like, how can I be mad? I'm getting paid to play baseball. Now you put $30 million next to his name, and he's a completely different person. It's really, really tough. It puts this team in a really tough spot.
Thanks for the call, Jake.
I just feel like this is a crack in the foundation. It might not be a big one, but it's a little small crack right now in this foundation.
Do we think it's a big deal? You asked Alex about the clubhouse, the need to address it.
I think it's a bigger deal than Alex is alluding to.
Okay.
I do. I don't know how what it looks like. I just think it's an undercurrent. It's just this thing that's kind of hanging over the team.
Festering.
No, yeah. It is. It's not like something that everyone walks into the room and avoids
right.
or like somebody who's in an armchair dying in front of you. But it's like it's now tangible, Ted. It's in the air. It's like something's wrong and we need to sage this room.
And it festers more, Fitzy, if you're kind of around 500 and you're not winning. And if you're losing and guys are thinking, you know, what can we do to maybe – change the fortunes of this season and this team. You know, if you know, man, Rafi playing first, that can make, and he doesn't want to do it, then that kind of festers and can be a problem, I think, potentially all season long.
617-779-7937. We're balancing out the calls, I think, now. We had some pro Devers to start. It feels like going the other way. Mike in East Longmeadow, what are your thoughts on Devers?
Hey, guys. I agree with your last caller. I mean, from the beginning of the year, he whined and sulked about getting off at third base when he's been one of the worst defensive third basemen in all of baseball for a couple of years. He didn't want to move off at third base. All of a sudden now he's going to be a DH, but he doesn't want to help the team and try to play first base. I think he's selfish, and I don't know what – I would have traded him at the beginning of the year when he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to be the DH. But everybody's kowtowing down to him. I don't understand it.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Nope, don't trade him. Don't, no, That's not the answer, I don't think. A lot of people just point to that. I'm like, hey, you need him. You need him.
You do need him.
They were able to work out the first issue they had with him, and let's hope that they can work out this second issue.
Is everybody kowtowing to him? Because I don't know. I mean, well, John Henry got on a plane and flew to Kansas City. I don't know if that was to say, love you, Rafi.
Well,
I mean it. I support you. That big meanie Breslow should go get a first base.
That may have started the clock, though, on him playing, because while he didn't confirm when Ted was just bearing down on Courtney.
He's like, you're going to answer this question, damn it.
Like Tom Cruise.
No, just you got him in
damn
the
right I hit it.
Nobody puts Cora in a corner unless you're the size of the juggernaut like Ted. So I think in that final answer, though, Ted, it started like he might not be taking ground balls now.
Oh, yeah.
But I felt like I heard him want to say it but couldn't say it. Like he'll be taking ground balls soon.
Yes.
I took that answer
I got that.
Yes, Ted, you're right. Rafi will be taking grounders in this homestand coming
but
up.
Maybe
The new very segment, early. Yes, Ted, on the show.
Well, everybody says yes, Ted. But maybe early, out before the media. I feel like you need to do it because as soon as someone sees, there's going to be one of those grainy pictures from high. That person you see down there is Rafi Devers taking ground balls at first
look,
base.
Look, we're going to look. The fact that he didn't just outright say, no, that's not going to happen.
Right.
Oh. That's all you needed to hear.
And that's where I don't think everybody is kowtowing to Devers. I think they're trying to
massage it.
Yeah. They're still trying to get him to play first. They just don't want to lose him. They don't want to go down the road if we have to
trade
him.
And I don't think that's the worst way to play it.
No, it's smart.
It's smart, I think.
It's absolutely smart because – and I think they have reason to believe they can because they kind of did it already. In a, like I asked you yesterday, is he all bark, no bite? When it comes down to it, is he just going to give in? Once he did, so maybe he will again.
I don't think he's a bully. I think he's a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Rafi Devers.
Oh, Rafi, yeah.
He's a baby.
Oh, I don't think he's
a baby. Well, I mean, that seems harsh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, he seems like very sensitive. Seems kind of sweet, but also like a little. Now, there's an entitled baby-like nature.
Spoiled.
Bingo.
Yeah, there's definitely an NBA player-esque nature to him.
I think baseball players are almost worse than NBA players.
Well, if you had that union creating those contracts for you that were just, you know, like. Absolutely forged.
He probably knows it. That's the other thing I've asked. Who's his agent? Who's his representative? Who's advising him? It might be somebody who goes, they're paying you $30 million a year for the next 8 years. You got all the power in this situation. If you don't want to go over there, tell them you don't want to go. You know, that might be the advice he's getting, that because of your contract and the strength of the PA and the way baseball works, if you don't want to play, you don't have to play.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that is some of it. Quick update from Dan Ball. Texted me that... Nope, that's the wrong one, Andy. That
he's right over there.
Teams will receive. He's texted me, so I wanted to
make it official.
Okay. Teams will receive extra draft picks as compensation for promoting young players to their opening day roster who later finish in the top three in the Rookie of the Year voting or in the top five in MVP or Cy Young voting. This was in 2022, so they're already going to get one probably for Christian Campbell because he was on the opening day roster and he's probably going
to
be a top.
But you have
three
to be
finisher.
In the top three of
that's well, yeah. I thought Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony were the second coming of frickin' Barry Bonds.
I know. I just think you bring him in at this point in the season, you're going to miss. That's a lot of games that they missed. They're probably not going to be in the running for that.
Maybe not, but we'll see. We'll see where that goes. We're talking Red Sox here. Alex Cora joined us earlier. Reminder, we'll replay that interview at 5 o'clock. We have an action-packed show. Brian Scalabrine, 4:30, talking Celtics-Knicks. Mego is going to drop by on her way to the Garden to break down her thoughts on the post
Big night for JB.
Celtics.
Let's go,
big night
man.
For my guy JB. Uh-oh. He's going to represent this jersey, and if he does, I'll keep wearing it until this team loses. I'm not taking it off. I'm not washing it. It is going. I might even go suns out, guns out version one day later in the studio.
I wanted the Celtics to win before that.
We're taking your phone calls, talking Red Sox, Celtics, and Knicks, but also it's 3 o'clock, and even though we're on location down here at Scores near the Garden, it's going to be time for the three-point stance up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.